Robert Lyons has been hooked on the treasure hunt for 25 years. He found the treasure once. He's still got the newspaper clipping.
I think it says right on. Yeah, I got a 1997 champion cup.
Anyone can solve the so-called Wyoming riddle using only a detailed street map. You just have to be able to make sense of the clues.
You can solve from the comfort of your home all you want, but you can't win unless you get out there and, you know, just keep looking and digging.
So Lyons and I suit up, plenty of layers, and head to a residential neighborhood a few blocks away. He suspects the aluminum medallion he's looking for is on one of four light poles at this intersection, which I've agreed to keep top secret. Sorry, folks. It takes Lyons 15 minutes to dig the roughly 5 feet of heavy snow away from one pole. Then Lyons picks away the ice and sifts through the snow piles he's made to make sure he didn't overlook the medallion.
You don't want to have to keep coming back, so you got to be very, very thorough to say, okay, I know it's not there.
After a half an hour of digging in single-digit temperatures, Lyons determines this pole is not the spot. But he's not discouraged.
I don't care if I win. I say Joe does a great service for us. He gets a lot of people, a good way to cure the winter blahs and use your heads and think and get some exercise. And that's the beauty of it all.
Joe is the Wyoming Riddler, the guy behind the puzzle. How Joe Kramer got started is a story in itself that goes way back to 1978. A factory where Kramer was working got a new furnace. It wasn't installed right, so Kramer and many of his coworkers suffered chronic carbon monoxide poisoning. Sometimes it just made them giddy and dizzy. But one day, it got really bad.
I felt numb. I felt like I was floating. And then I was in a dream world. And I can't remember what really went on for a while.
Kramer completely lost his memory. Not only memories of his wife and kids, but day-to-day stuff, too.
I kept putting my hand in the freezer because I thought the freezer was a thrill. Oh, look at that. You know, it's all warm out here. So it was. I was learning things every day, not always well.
It was not a fun time. Kramer became frustrated and angry. He lost a number of friends.
I thought, this was all caused by carbon monoxide. I want to do something. I can't change what I did, but, you know, maybe I can help other people.
When he had amnesia, Kramer started solving riddles, crossword puzzles. So a friend suggested Kramer start making up his own riddles to warn people about carbon monoxide poisoning. No doubt you've heard of the race to cure cancer. Well, this was Kramer's own version. Call it the treasure hunt to raise awareness for carbon monoxide poisoning, or something like that. And it worked. Since his first riddle in 1980, Kramer's been featured in newspapers, on TV, even international radio programs.
I've spoken with, I would venture a guess, well over 1,000 people that have been affected by it. And I feel that for a little guy that just polishes cars, I've done quite a bit.
So after 34 years, Kramer says this will be his last treasure hunt. Oh, and at last check, nobody has won yet. So get the clues and a shovel and get out there, will ya? I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.